imagine. And we've stayed at Burt Lake several times. We had good experiences, every time. It was a little loud the one time. There was a class reunion that was happening, the site's right across from ours. And they were having a good time. But I'll tell you what, at quiet time, it was like almost to the minute. They were like, boom, all right, it's quiet time, people. And they shut down the music and everybody quieted down. It was like, wow, that was pretty respectful. We had not expected that, And they cleaned up very well when they left and the next day. It was kind of interesting watching them, because they were having a good time and they were entertaining to watch. But we figured, oh man, we're not going to get much sleep tonight. But right at quiet time, man, the park rangers didn't have to come around and tell them. They were their group was on it. So, all right, Ron. Hey, I'll catch up with you a little bit later. Heard you in there. Wanted to say hello. W8RPM, W2PUD.
Well, thank you for doing so. I spoke to Kevin today about some radio stuff. Might have some implications for all of us as far as the availability of some stuff. Don't know if you're in the market for anything R7-wise or anything like that. I'm sure you have access to one, but I don't know if you want to own any. That's more to follow. We had a similar experience with a pop-up. It was one of our first times out, and we went to one of the rustic campsites in Pigeon where you can't reserve anything. And it was only, I think there were only 20 spaces. And it was all the same group, same sort of thing. It wasn't a family reunion. It was just a tradition, this same place, this same date, or same weekend of the same month. And they had all 12 spaces taken, except one person no-show. It's like, yep, this one's open. We're like, really? So we kind of felt like, the fifth, or in this case, the 12th wheel. But they were always an older group, and they were all very nice and respectful. And, we stayed the few days we were going to stay anyway, and it was nothing. But not a fan of rustic camping, not a fan of battery power. I have a generator, a small one, but it's not quiet, so yeah. And we already did that out at Fisherman's once this year, almost a whole week of rustic camping. I like my microwave, and I like my coffee maker, and I like my TV. See you later. Just getting into Sheboygan. Quick question, though. Did you happen to notice the GOP float in the parade, and how was it? Because I didn't even get a chance to see it or even see pictures of it.